One, it's hard to believe it's that time of year to start thinking about wheat planting. So, Kim, what are a few things that producers need to consider to make a profit this year?
They've got to put a sharp pencil to figure out their costs and returns. You look at the old cliche, if you can't make a profit with a pencil and pen on the desk, you're probably not going to make a profit with a tractor in the field.
Oklahoma producers know the input costs are high this year. So how does those input costs going to affect profit?
Well, they're going to reduce profit unless we have a relatively good price. I go back to COVID 2019. Since then, nitrogen prices have increased about 80%. They came down a little bit over the last couple of weeks. Phosphorus and potassium have increased 26%. Diesel 60% and machinery 25%. So we're going to have a higher price. Looks like we're going to get it because of the stocks to use ratio. We talked about that last week. Hard red winter wheat stocks to use ratio has dropped from 61% in 19 to 39%. You look at all U.S. wheat, it's dropped from 50% to 31%. World stocks to use ratio from 39% to 34%. The world needs wheat. If there's not profit in producing wheat, there's not going to be any wheat. There will be a profit to produce wheat for most producers.
What's the market offering right now for 2023 harvested wheat?
Well, in northern Oklahoma, $8 to $8.10. That's the Kansas City July 23 contract price minus 70 cents. If you go out the panhandle, it's $8.20 to $8.30. That's that July contract minus 50 cents. Southern Oklahoma, $7.70, and that's that contract minus a dollar. So relatively good prices looking into 23.
So how are our summer crops faring right now?
Well, you look at summer crops, their crop conditions, corn and cotton, they're in the low 40s. The average, five-year average, is in the mid-60s. Soybeans is 35%. Again, the five-year average is in the mid-60s. Milo is 26%. The summer crops have been decimated by the drought, and producers are going to have a hard time getting any profit out of that crop.
So how's that going to impact prices?
If you look at prices in northern Oklahoma for corn, $6.25. Go to the Panhandle area, it's up to $7.15. Sorghum is at $5.75. And soybeans at $13.20. Cotton has went from 90 cents a few weeks ago up to $1.16 on the December futures contract. Take 3 cents off of that, you've got our cotton price for this fall at around $1.13.
So what does all this mean for Oklahoma producers?
This means the market's going to offer them a profit to produce the commodity. Now, the weather's got to cooperate like it did not. The weather hasn't cooperated with our summer crops. If it had, we would have had a profit in those. It's also extremely important that farmers put a strong pencil to every decision. They've got to look at those costs. They got to look at what the market's offering for that commodity at the harvest time period, and they got to make sure it's offering them a profit now before they invest their money to produce it.
All righty, thanks a lot, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.